Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
So good to be with you today. We're again in Psalm 119, beginning in verse number 30. We read, I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. You know, it's so beautiful about this psalmist as we see how he's taken time to consider the actions that he's making and think about the things that he's going to do and the choices that were laid before him. And he's made a choice to follow God's way, to follow the way of truth. The previous verse, in verse 29, we read, remove from me the way of lying. And so he had laid before him to continue in his ways, which was the way of lying. It was deceitful, was never fulfilling. And he knew that he could follow after God that would bring him life. And it was something that he was wanting to hold on to. When he says, I have chosen, doesn't that really speak about his will, his determination to follow after the Lord? I so often think of Daniel as being such a young man. Some think that was 13. Some think as maybe as old as 17 years old after he had been pulled out of Jerusalem and him and the other young leaders of Jerusalem, and they were taken to the Babylonian court. Really, they were wanting to groom them in order to serve in the court. There for a year, they would spend time learning the ways of the court and eating of the king's meat. And Daniel said, concerning the king's meat, he says, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portions of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. There are those who believe that the king's meat, of course, the reason why Daniel didn't want to eat it, not that so much that he didn't want to eat, you know, meat, was more so the thought that they might have been sacrificed to idols. And he didn't want to take part in that. And so he made a determination, his will, desire, the purpose within his heart is to do things that were pleasing to the Lord. And so here we see in this psalmist, he says, I have chosen the way of truth. As we talked about the way, of course, a way in this case, it's like going down the road. And you come to a Y in the road where you either could go left or right. Well, the way left is the way that he was accustomed to. It was the way of lying. But he made a choice to turn to the right, to follow the way of God, to follow after his ways. I remember in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, a beautiful verse, maybe familiar to all of you, but let's read it again. And Joshua wrote, he says, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land we dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Are we making those choices today? Are we determining, like the psalmist, to follow the way of truth, to follow after the Lord? I hope so. Do you remember the story of Mary and Martha? Where in Luke chapter 10, verse 42, we read, but one thing is needful, Jesus is saying, and Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Jesus was talking about the choice that Mary made. And may we choose the better part within our lives and to seek to follow after him. I love it. And as he says, I have chosen the way of truth. In 2 John chapter 1:41, we read, I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth as we received a commandment from the Father. You know, to follow after the Lord, it really does speak about our walking, that our lives are in motion. We make a choice to follow the Lord. But then what he says, now follow that truth. Start applying it to our lives. Allow it to affect our daily lives. Allow it to transform us within our hearts. And then it's played out in our life, no matter where we might go. Lord, help us to follow after the way of truth. He says, thy judgments have I laid before me. I really like that. Because he was keeping God's word in front of his eyes. You know, it's almost like he had him plastered all over the place where he could be meditating on God's word, and it was allow it to be his counsel, allowing God's word to be his guide, and allowing the wisdom of God to draw upon him to help him to make right decisions. Over in the Old Testament, we find in the book of Deuteronomy some really good advice. In chapter 11, and starting in verse 18, let me read this to you. He says, therefore, shall you lay up these my words. He says, you should lay up my words, even as the psalmist says, I've laid up your judgments before me. He says, here in Deuteronomy, he says, thou shalt lay up my words in your heart and in your soul. And that's the important thing. It doesn't matter having how many Bibles you might have in your house, but if you're not allowing the word of God to sink deep within your heart and down into your soul, it won't do any effect. It won't transform you. And then he goes on, he says, and then bind them for a sign upon your hand and put them on the frontlets between your eyes, and you shall teach your children. Speaking of those things, when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, when thou rise up, and thou shalt write them on the doorposts of thine house and upon thy gates. Otherwise, Moses was saying here, how important it is for us to lay God's word or have God's word in the forefront of our lives, where we are surrounded by it and we allow it to affect our lives and to change our lives. The psalmist says, I have chosen the way of truth. Of course, we know what truth is, don't we? Jesus said, he says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man can go to the Father, come to the Father, but by me. May we choose Jesus this day. Do you love him? Do you seek to follow him? Jesus says, if you answered, say, Pastor Terry, I love Jesus. Well, Jesus would say to us, even this day, say to you and say to me, he says, if you love me, then you'll do those things that I command thee. Lord, we just pray as we head out this day, go our separate ways. May we choose to follow you. May we choose to keep your word. Help us, Lord. Help us in such a world that's so foreign to you. And Lord, help us to walk by your spirit this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.